NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama was in Raleigh, North Carolina today as he pushed passage of his American Jobs Act bill. North Carolina Public Radio's Lenita Inge reports.
Thousands of students at North Carolina State University packed a hot gymnasium to hear President Obama give a speech that was half economic policy and half re-election campaign. Mr. Obama told the crowd his jobs bill could help bring back good middle-class jobs.
Jobs that pay well, jobs that offer some security, jobs that are available for all the young people who are going to be graduating from NC State. Because I know that's what the students are thinking about.
Republican leaders say Mr. Obama has no credible plan to pay for the $447 billion bill they call a failed policy. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.
A Swedish court has detained three of the four men authorities arrested on terrorism charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, the remaining men are now being held on the preliminary charges of plotting a murder.
The men were initially arrested in a sting operation in Gothenburg, Sweden, over the weekend. Officials said then that they thought the group was planning a terrorist attack. Details of the alleged plot are still sketchy, but now it appears the men may have been targeting one individual. They may have been trying to kill a Swedish artist who's been on the receiving end of death threats for depicting the Prophet Muhammad as a dog in a cartoon. He was expected to attend an art fair over the weekend, the very same art fair that was evacuated after the suspects were arrested. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A group of liberal Democrats are proposing an increase in the ceiling on the payroll tax that funds Social Security as a means of keeping the program solvent. The measure introduced today would raise the payroll tax for those earning more than $250,000 a year. The measure would be designed to keep the pension fund solvent for the next 75 years, raising an additional $6.5 trillion. Nation's retailers had a worse-than-expected August. The Commerce Department reporting today sales were up last month, but just by 0.3%. That's down from an initial reading of 0.5%. Michael Namira, chief economist and director of research with the International Council of Shopping Centers, says June and July weren't much better.
The downward revision to the prior 2 months also painted a picture of more weakness than we originally thought.
Auto sales and sales at clothing stores both moved lower. One reason analysts say sales numbers may have been weaker than anticipated last month was the after effects of Hurricane Irene. Optimism over some signs of cooperation in Europe in terms of the Greek debt crisis and approval of an Italian austerity package seemed to have spilled over to Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 140 points to close at 11,246. The Nasdaq rose 40 points. The S&P 500 was up 15 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in Iraq say at least 19 people are dead. More than 50 others have been wounded after a series of violent strikes in different parts of the country. The bloodiest attack was in southern Iraq, where a car bomb detonated outside a restaurant where local police were having breakfast. The blast occurred in Hilla, a town some 55 miles south of Baghdad. Gunmen also opened fire in a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad, killing two police officers. 17 people were injured today when construction scaffolding collapsed at the world's busiest border crossing between San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico. Amy Isaacson reports from San Diego.
The collapse shut down the San Ysidro border crossing. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say the construction scaffolding fell on cars. Three people were taken to local hospitals. The 14 other injured people were treated on site. Traffic snarled as thousands of drivers had to put their cars in reverse to get out of the border crossing lanes. More than 50,000 people cross at San Ysidro every day. The port of entry has been under construction to increase its capacity. The area that collapsed is part of that $500 million project. It's not clear what caused the problem. The crossing had remained open during the remodel. Border traffic is being diverted to another border crossing a few miles away. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
Passengers aboard a San Francisco-bound flight leaving Washington Dulles Airport had to be evacuated today. Authorities say passengers on the plane, including 78-year-old U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had to slide down an emergency chute. An airport spokesman says the incident took place around 1 p.m. Eastern time as the plane was on a taxiway and the pilot noticed a problem with the engine. Only one passenger suffered injury. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.